Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard here as we discuss the Phillies. Are you letting yourself enjoy this season? Have you enjoyed this season? It feels like, you know, the easy answer would be yes, of course. They're 49-35. They're in first place. Homestand starting out against the Padres and the Reds.
The Fathers.
Yeah, there's a big series coming up before the All-Star break. All good teams fighting for the wild card. Yet it hit me like yesterday I watched the game. Like, I'm not really enjoying this. I am so caught up in what I see as flaws that it's hard for me to kind of wrap my arms around the fact that they are good. And they certainly have a chance to win. It's just, Hugh, it's tough for me to overlook, like, three or four days a week they don't hit.
Mm-hmm.
3 or 4 days their bullpen makes me want to vomit. And, you know, they have starting pitching, and that's really the only super strength of the team.
Because we have history.
Yeah.
It's like I said, dating somebody that you know, they go on the strip on Thursday. Male or female.
It's a wild analogy.
I don't want to, pigeonhole anybody. Remember what I'm saying? They go on to dance on
Thursday.
So you
want me to accept this?
I'm just saying, if you've been dating them for this long and we've been dating the Phillies for a while, I mean, they just go on to dance on Thursday. I mean, you just got to wrap your mind around
it. Yeah, but I'd feel better if they got a different job.
No, but right now, this is kind of where it is for them.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
That's kind of where they are. That's in their wheelhouse.
So what am I supposed to do? Not complain anymore?
Well, you kind of knew what you were signing up for when you stepped into this relationship, Joe. So why are you complaining about it now? Because this is not... See, this is where I can't be as upset as you and Francisco, because if you go back and you look at the standings, mm-hmm. eerily similar, probably about, what, 8 games difference maybe, because they were probably a little bit better position. But they're in the same spot they were in last year and the year before. That is about the same
and
thing.
That ended with just
that's the problem. They're in
nonsense.
The same spot.
No, but that's why you're upset, because you see some of the same things, but you signed up for that. You signed up for that when you agreed to – when we agreed to all take the pledge, like we all did at the beginning
no.
of the season.
Don't you?
At the beginning
do not
of
turn
the
pledge around.
Allow me to finish, please. At the beginning of the season.
Can't believe this.
When we ran it back and everybody was like, hey, you're going to take the pledge. I was like, okay, fine, take the pledge.
Ridiculous.
I'm just saying, but it's the truth. I mean, and we signed up for the same things that we signed up with before.
Yeah, but,
now,
yeah.
Here's the kicker. Mm-hmm. How are we going to be playing after the All-Star break? Because that's kind of when the wheels fell off
the
wagon.
That's how we know you didn't take the plunge.
What you mean?
Because
I am enjoying this season immensely, but there are certain patterns that this team tends to follow.
Because they wake me up after the All-Star break. It's not pledge activity.
I did not say that.
But you kind of did.
I just said after the All-Star break will tell you what you need to know about this team.
Well, I think I already know a lot about this team.
I mean, yeah, they're bipolar.
Yeah, yes.
They're Dow Jonesy.
Yeah, they're up and down.
It's exciting.
It's exciting.
So, listen.
They scored in 1 out of 9 innings yesterday. You were excited watching that game? And, they left 7 runners on base.
And friends, I'm talking to Francisco now, because you're already married and you're settled down. But Francisco, some of the best times you're ever going to have in life is meeting somebody that's a little, you know, different. We're going to just say the word different. But it's going to be fun. It might be toxic.
This isn't fun like that.
But it's going to be fun. But it's going to be a little different.
Yeah, I'm not having fun. I hate this.
How did you have fun watching yesterday's game? Oh, the Ranger
they won. In Ranger pitch.
Right.
You know what they call? I read
the
a story.
The outcome was fun.
Did you
during
see
the
story
game,
where they called
I was
him the Power
nauseous.
Ranger?
Yeah.
They called him Power Ranger.
He is Power Ranger.
That was pretty
who
cool.
Who was your favorite Power Ranger?
I didn't really watch the Power Ranger.
Oh, you missed
but
out.
But if I had to pick one, the black one, I guess.
Power Rangers kind of sucked, by the way.
How old are you, Francisco?
I'm 30.
Oh, jeez.
I think
you mean, oh, jeez. What does that mean?
Nothing.
Explain yourself.
No, nothing.
Yo, hold on. What did you mean by oh, jeez? You thought he was younger, didn't you?
I did.
I'll take it, though.
Well, you know what, Francisco? It's kind of bad for you now. Like, because
what
I thought you
mean?
I'm just saying, because, like,
poor
you know
guy.
What I mean? You 30. You should, like, yeah.
What are you trying to say?
I'm just saying,
you guys be like, Fritz, have 2 kids, have a wife.
Well, you're about to dig this hole deep, man.
I'm just saying, okay, we were out last week, and it was some attractive young ladies. And I'm like, friend, you know how somebody's giving you, like, the soft, you know, they're kind of interested.
Okay.
And I'm telling friend, I'm like, yo. Fred acting like he, I thought
he said,
he was,
shoot the J. I remember.
I was like, shoot the J.
And he didn't shoot the J?
He did not shoot the J. So I gave him a pass, because I'm like, oh, he's probably young. Damn, Fred, you 30 and scared to shoot the J? Hey, dude, you missed 100% of the shots you don't take.
Look
at the young fella right there. He should have shot the J.
I get other opportunities.
It's too late now.
It's too late?
It's well
late. Like, this is once or twice.
No, I'm just saying, we were out there, and you know, it's not like, are you going to go out to Langhorne anytime soon?
So what do you want me to say, Romeo? What do you want me to say?
You'd be like, hey.
should I tell the people what you told me to say?
It wasn't bad. Okay. I would just say something about asking for a phone number. Ask if you want to hang out work.
Now, Fran, you've worked with us a little bit, but this is what we call a filibuster from Hugh.
What are you talking about?
Well, because you talk about the pledge. You're taking the pledge.
I did take the pledge.
And enjoying the Philly season. And then he just goes off on a tangent to where we forget the nonsense he was saying.
I just didn't know he was 30.
Like, you went on a filibuster about Fran.
You got to shoot the J, man. You got to miss 100% of the shots.
Fran will shoot when he's
take.
Ready to shoot a J.
You got to shoot the J, though, man. 100% of the shots. You miss 100%
of the shots. I'm also at work. Like,
is this really work? Do we really work for real?
Yeah, but it's my career.
Okay.
You can't be making.
I mean,
you know,
but you can still shoot the J.
I like how you don't call things the normal things. Like, going to the shore is not a vacation. This isn't work. What are we doing?
We run our mouth all day, Joe. What do we do?
That's our job.
I'm saying, but we do a pretty good job at it.
No, I'm not saying it's hard work, and I'm not saying this is labor.
I think about people that work like 8-hour shifts. How long we work?
Real jobs, you mean?
Yeah.
We work
4 hours a day.
Yeah. Well, plus prep.
Yeah, plus
meeting.
Okay, five. Yeah. Fine. Well, Joe works fine.
Today's prep meeting, including you, in the middle of the meeting, we like to bring people behind the curtain sometimes. We're talking about the show and the segments, and he's like, anyone else excited to see the Superman movie?
Hey, I did. I mean, that's how my mind worked, because, you know.
When does it come out?
We talk about July 11th?
Oh,
July
11th? It's close.
Yeah, it's close.
I don't care.
Are you and Spike going on a movie date?
I don't know. I haven't talked. Like, I missed the last movie
date. He's
not
a superhero guy, Spike, though.
No, he's not. He's not. But
he's anti-superhero. All right, I do want to bring something up. A guy that's been close to a superhero for the Phillies in his time here. Hugh, I noticed something. I thought about it about a month ago, and then I was like, let me see how it plays out. Right? I had some patience with this. But now we are over the halfway mark of the season, and I think we have our answer. Every year we've had JT Realmuto on in spring training, right? Mm-hmm. Every year the Phillies talk about cutting down on his workload, right? The idea is they want to try to preserve his body. He is an older catcher now. He's in his age 34 season. Clearly he's not the player he was, 4 years ago, right? These are all facts.
Mm-hmm.
And every year they say they're going to take it easier on his body. They never do it. So I was surprised yesterday that he started the game. Okay, it was a day game after a night game.
Mm-hmm.
They do not have a day off to start this week, right? They play tonight. So it's not like, okay, this is a big series against the Braves. We'll play him all the way, and then we get the day off before our next series. No, they play tonight. He started yesterday. JT Realmuto now has played in 69 out of the Phillies. What have they played, 85-ish games? Let me look at the number exactly. How many
and he's coming off that knee thing.
Coming off the knee thing last year. What do you make of this? They're 49-35, which means they've played 84 games. He's played 69 out of 84 games. He's on pace for 134 games played a year after playing. Well, last year he missed time, but the year before that, 135. Year before that, 139. It's a lot of games. I thought they were going to take it a little bit easier on his body, and they have not. I
think that was a plan, but who was it? Was it Wheeler who was having issues with the other catcher?
Oh, no, I think it was Nola early in the season.
It was Nola.
With Marshawn.
Yeah. So maybe guys.
But we can't run him into the ground.
But this is me reckless speculating.
Oh, here we go.
But there might be something to it, though, Joe. Because they brought him in to kind of spell him a little bit.
Yeah.
Nobody probably likes working with him. What does that tell you?
Well,
if you're rolling, like we talked about, his adequate replacement. We talked about that, right?
Yeah.
And we talked about Stubbs going down and Marshawn being up, right? Obviously, guys don't like him. Well, that's not obvious. It feels
they're
like that reckless speculation.
It does feel like the pitching staff of mostly veterans is more comfortable with Realmuto.
Yes.
I mean, I agree with that.
And he's accommodating. He probably doesn't want to be out there every day, but hell, if everybody's like, yo, dog, you good? You know what I mean? You got to do what you got to
do.
So
here, there's two issues with this. I mean, I guess there's really just one because he's not under contract beyond this year. But I mean, this is not going to lengthen JT's career, right? Like if he keeps playing this many games into his 30s, you know, at some point there's only so many games a catcher can catch. But the second thing is, I mean, he's just not hitting. I wonder if they're just I wonder if the Phillies have accepted, Hugh, that he's just not the hitter he used to be, and they're just playing him for his defense. Because I always think with a catcher, the more they play, the less likely they are to hit as the season goes along, because it takes a toll, right? It's like your body, it's
kind of wearing him out a little
bit. Yeah, and he hasn't hit at all this year compared to his past. So I wonder if they just have accepted, like, he's not going to hit anymore. Let's just play him for his defense.
Yeah, maybe that's it, Joe. And like I said, there's a comfort level, obviously, that the other guys have with him that they don't have with somebody else. And the way this pitching staff has been pitching, that is your go-to. That's your bread and butter right there. You don't want to screw with that. You don't want to mess up that if it's going as well as it's going.
If you had told me, Fran, he was going to play 135 games at age 34, I would have said, you're nuts. But it feels like he's going to do that.
Yeah. I also want to say, like, I think the offense needs his bat, though. Like, I understand, like, accepting him being the defensive guy that he is still.
They need more at his bat.
They need, like, the middle lineup. Like, yeah. Castellanos is all over the place. Like, they need his bat to protect, you know, Schwarber, Bryce when he comes back now. Like, they need that.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at his numbers, and I looked at them this morning for the first time in a while. Like, I saw a highlight when they were in Houston last week of the game. Remember the home run he hit to right field in game one of the World Series in the ninth inning? Like, we haven't seen that JT Realmuto in years.
That was, look back, that's the last time in 2022 where he, like, finished top 10 in MVP voting. That was the last time he was actually, like, above average offensively.
Yeah, he was a 6.5 war guy that year. I mean, that was, like, Hall of Fame kind of level of play out of him. And
that was peak JT.
Yep, and since then, you know, he's declined, and most of this is just natural. But, like, comparatively, like, that year, 2022, he had 22 home runs and slugged .478. This year, he's got 5 home runs. He's slugging .353. It's just, they still rely on him as much as they used to, but he's just not the same guy. I do wonder if an extra day off here or there would help him, if he'd be a little more spry at the plate. Obviously, the Phillies, you don't care about it because, like, they keep saying it and then they don't do it. Like, every year, oh, we're going to play him less. And then we get into the season, you look up, it's like, he's on pace to play 130 games.
Yeah, that's that comfort level, though, man. That's that comfortable. The pitchers are comfortable with him out there. That's kind of why I got, because I remember, like, we were talking about Nola early on.
Yeah.
Wasn't as comfortable. So, yeah, that's probably what it is, more than likely.
So if they had a better lineup and he had eighth or ninth, then I'd be okay with this. But he's still hitting fifth or sixth. And, like, yesterday when he came up and granted it's a double play, it's like, man, they need a hit.
Yeah, like, if Castellanos is better, if Boehm is not only hitting singles.
Right, if Kepler could play.
If Stott maybe was what we saw even a couple years ago, like, you don't care this much about it, but.
Yeah, he's still a part of the, you know, closer to the middle of the order, and it's like a weird balance they're trying to strike here. It'll be interesting if he's in the lineup again tonight. He usually is with Wheeler, so I'd imagine he's going to catch again tonight. Terrence in Springfield. Hey, Terrence.
Terrence.
Yo, Fran, what's up, man?
Hey,
what's
Terrence. Up, man? What's up, buddy?
I mean, I was telling Fran, I'm not enjoying the Philly season right now because there's still a lot of uncertainty about this season. You don't know how Bryce is going to be when he comes back. Like you guys were referring to earlier, this guy he didn't look nowhere near himself beginning of the season all the way up until the injury. So we don't know when he comes back, is he going to get injured again? Is he going to be himself? Is he going to be close to even 100%? Because we still got a long way to go to grind out this playoff run. Even getting to the World Series, it's a grind it out all the way to it. And like you guys said, all these teams right now, to me, they're all equal. Nobody is like head over heels better than anybody in none of these divisions. So to me, we're still seeing the same flaws, and it's still going to be in the back of our head that when it's going to happen when these bats get cold. Because we can't keep, like, to me, it's wasting these pitchers having these pitching duels, and we can't even get two runs across the board. That's going to be crucial come playoff time because that killed us in the last playoff runs. Where the other teams had that one player that got the big hit, and we couldn't even get one player to get that crucial hit to get an extra run.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about last year, Terrence, the starting pitching wasn't the problem against the Mets. They lost in four, and their starting pitching was better than the Mets, and their starting pitching pitched well. Like, you need more than that to win in the playoff. Like, that's great. I mean, it's a great thing to have, but you got to have something else as part of the team, you know, stand up, whether it be a great bullpen so you shut them down the whole game, or a better offense.
And, Joe, to me, right now in Nebraska, this is make it or break it for him. He has to make some moves to shore up this lineup because we don't know how Bryce is going to look coming back. We need somebody to shore up this offense, even in the relief pitching and his bullpen. We got to shore that up, man. And every time we talk about who has the advantage right now, I'm going to say Fritz is still the favorite, man. But right now, the camera's playing Cinderella. So I feel like right now, Fritz, it's his confidence, man. He don't have confidence in himself. And if he gets a little bit of confidence, I think Fritz can turn the series around.
Yeah, so Terrence, I'm with you on that. I know a lot of people are down on Fritz right now. I mean, it's easy to be.
Confidence.
Yeah, but you know what? There's a lot of games to go. And Terrence, we appreciate the phone call. I'm not giving up on Jack. I still think Jack's going to win this thing. It's going to be more choppy than I anticipated.
But golf is like his second sport in baseball. It's not good.
Listen, I know it's not good.
It's not.
I might regret saying this. I still would bet on Jack to win this. Is the camera going to beat him in baseball? Let's be real. The camera should get smoked in baseball.
So what's happening? Jack's pitching.
Is he throwing hard? Well, I'd imagine so. Why hold back? Right. So Jack's pitching. Joe is going to be at the plate. And from what I understand, they have an umpire, mm-hmm. and they have fielders. Like a high school team is going to be the fielders. Joe has to reach base 4 out of 10 plate appearances. So that could be hit by pitch.
He's going to get hit. Hit by pitch.
All right, so that's one.
Yeah.
Do you think Jack walks him one time or two?
I think he's going to hit twice.
See, that's two times on
base. Yeah, I think the under pressure thing, he's going to lose control.
All right, but hold on. I'm telling you. If Joe gets hit twice, is he getting back in the box for a third and fourth time? That hurts, man.
Maybe. He's getting back in the box.
I don't know.
He's got to get back in the box.
I don't know if he's getting back in the box after that, Hugh. Sometimes you have an experience where it hurts. You don't go back in the box. Jack doesn't throw the way he used to, but I imagine he's still going to throw it 75 to 80 miles an hour.
Right, with some breaking balls.
Yeah, right. Like so. Then
Jack's still in his headspace. If he's still in his headspace, this might not go well.
But Joe's not going to get hit, right? Like, we all agree on that. Joe's not going to square him up, hit the ball to the outfield.
What about bunts?
Bunts, well, but that would require Joe to reach base against fielders. He's got to run.
Yeah, he can't run.
He can't run
for anything.
Joe could also get hurt on the first time he hits the ball to
the hurt factors in big for Joe the camera.
Of course.
But the mental aspect of the game, I don't know where Fritz is going to be with that.
It's going to be 1-1.
I think it's
going to be 1-1. Yes. Joe stole the road victory. You know, Jack had golf as a sport.
I think we're going to be 1-1 after the baseball, and then we go to tennis after that.
How much you want to put on it? When they do it again?
Baseball's next Wednesday.
Okay, next Wednesday. We bet on. We can bet
25.
You think Joe's going up 2-0?
I just feel like there's a chance for that.
If
we got a whole week to marinate on this.
Yeah. Well, we do, and so do they. Yeah, but Joe could also get a big head. I mean, come on now.
Mm-mm.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm.
Joe was really boasting about it. He was like, I was shocked.
Well, I think from what my sources have told me, Joe didn't play very well yesterday, right? Jack just melted down worse than Joe. I don't think Joe played a great round of golf, from what I understand. I just think Jack was so bad.
And I also heard that we were wrong about the support, the emotional support.
Yeah,
I heard it was both positive from both guys.
Oh, both
Skip
Ike
and Ike.
Yeah, Skip.
No, did I say Skip? He's in my head.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, you and Skip should go on vacation together.
Yeah, that's
like a nice outing together.
Yeah, go to the shore for a week.
You don't two, just you two. You go out, make some bad decisions together.
I think that would be great content. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you just for no reason said Skip. He's in your head.
He's there, man. Rent free.
This is not good for you that we found this out. Yeah.
I still can't find my car keys.
Well, I know who has them, so.
Oh, you know who has them.
Yeah, Skip. I mean, the guy that you told us he broke in your house last week and was taking things.
He probably wants to go on vacation with you.
Man, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
What's the worst that happens?
What you mean?
Let's go back to the phones. Joe in Roxborough. What's up, Joe?
Joe, what's up?
Joe, help you. He doesn't want to skip anymore. But Joe back on hold. The other Joe. Joe in the Northeast. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe. You, how you doing?
What's up,
good, Joe? What's up?
Okay. Just about Realmuto. You know, I would, out of that 5-man rotation, I would catch him 3 games, catch Marshawn, too.
Yeah, they're playing him a lot, Joe. I was shocked when I mean, I kind of felt it, but when I looked this morning and kind of did the numbers, I was like, he's on pace to start 130-something games.
Right, and I put in a call of one of the hosts there. You don't have him batting fifth, like you know. I was saying, I'm not a Thompson fan, and I was saying, was Thompson present in Game 1 of the 2022 World Series when Mundo Sosa he was just a couple feet short of putting the Phillies up 3-0 in game one.
Yep.
Against Valdez, which would have turned that series all around when we were pitching and, you know, we were losing that, the game. So, yeah, I mean, Sosa should have been batting up. Hey, you dropped JT down, and then because of him hitting, like even yesterday, it was a first and second. Strider's that he's not the Strider of all. You know, he's trying to the fastball's no longer 99, it's 95. He's throwing more off speed, and he was falling behind. So he's 2-0 to him, and he throws him a pitch on the inside, and he swings at it, double play. So if he's hitting in so many double plays, you got to put a guy in front of him that can run a little bit, okay? Mm. So then you have him maybe steal bases, or you play a little hit and run with JT. You know, put the pressure on him to put the ball in play and stay out of the double play. But so that's what I would do there. Joe, you're knocking Kepler, and that thing with Kepler should have been done behind closed doors, right? But he did have a good week there where he was not, I'm not saying, you know, if they can be better at position, go do it. But he had that week there where he hit the home run off of Mason Miller. He had the average up the 250. And he was saying that, you know, he sat on the fastball, and I think that's what he's doing. You can't pitch him up and in with that short swing. You know, he can handle pitches like that, but they're throwing him more off speed, and that way he's down to 209 or whatever, you know. So that was, he just did that run. And let me say about this bullpen, this has to be addressed now. I mean, because they had an ample opportunity on the second game of the series to put Nick Abel, let him, instead of pitching Romano in the seventh, Abel should have came out for that inning. Let's see if you can't wait till 162 games and then say, all right, Nick, Jesus, we're going to put you in the bullpen.
So who's your fifth starter then, Joe?
Okay, you can go. You go back to what's Taiwan Walker doing? He's not being used in the bullpen.
Hasn't worked. I mean, Taiwan bullpen thing hasn't worked.
Right. So you go back to Walker, and you have a piggyback guy ready. If he doesn't get you five or six innings, but then you can go to your. Well, we don't even have the high level guys, but you can go to them. You know, if he goes out earlier. Then you bring. I like that Rondell kid. You know, they got Joe Ross would be.
Yeah,
the
kid that pitched Friday. So Joe, they could do it. It's an interesting comment. And Joe, we approached the phone call. Hugh, what do you think Taiwan's reaction would be as they came back to him and said, "Hey, why don't you move you back to the rotation now?" Because he was not thrilled when they moved him out of the rotation. And I thought on merit he didn't deserve to lose a spot, but they you know, Abel came up.
But he
and
was the odd man out. In that
they made him the odd man out, right? Mm-hmm. And he seemed to not love it. And let's be real, other than the one time he pitched in Tampa where he pitched the 3 innings scoreless to finish the game, he has not pitched very well at the bullpen. They don't seem to have a real role for him. Do you think they could go back to him now and say, hey, we need you back in the rotation?
I think they could. I think he would probably have something to say, but understanding the weight of the situation, yeah, I think he could. Now, he's going to talk his trash now, but yeah, I think you could.
You also might have to give him time to get stretched back out, right? Because he hasn't pitched
that's different.
You know, 4, 5, 6 innings in a while. So, I mean, look, if you wanted to swap Abel and Taiwan and see what you got out of Abel in the bullpen, and you anticipate Painter or Nola about a month from now anyway, so this is another short-term thing, I'd be okay with it. Abel's supposed to start the Wednesday game. I didn't love what I saw at Abel last time he pitched against the Mets. That was weird on Friday where he warmed up, and then they're like, nah, not going to pitch him, and then he didn't pitch Saturday, so he's going to pitch Wednesday. So it goes Wheeler today, Sanchez tomorrow, and then we'll see Abel on Wednesday against San Diego. All right, 215-592-9494. We did find out over the weekend the first-round pick of the Flyers, their first-round pick, and Hugh Douglas, actually more similar than you think. You'll hear about that next. 215-592-9494. And we got to check in with you people. I wonder what they're saying today about DeCameron Fritz, about the show today, about the Phillies, about Hugh Douglas not believing the shore is a vacation. It is a vacation. Mm. Okay, and what do you call it?
Debauchery. A weekend of debauchery.
A week at the shore is?
Debauchery. You're just getting away. You're just going down to the shore. But you get to see everybody that you saw here in the city.
Can any vacation be debauchery?
2 hours away.
No, it's not that. It's not.
How many of your neighbors are going to be there?
A bunch of them.
What do you mean 40?
Yeah, you would skip.
Why you keep doing that, Rojas?
You people should Hugh and Skip go on a vacation together. All right, 215-592-9494, Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giulio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. All right, coming up, you people, got to see what they're saying today. Now, usually Kyle monitors you people and has a sense of where they're going. I mean, today Fran is in charge of monitoring you people. Were they in check today, the you people, or are they all over the place?
All over the place.
Yeah, that's what I expect.
I feel like that's how it usually is, right?
Yeah, it is usually the Wild West there. So we'll get to them, see what they're up to.
Wild Wild West.
It is the Wild Wild West and the you people. All right, so we'll get to them. We're also going to get to this. I saw this over the weekend, right? So the Flyers had two first-round selects, right? They traded up for their second one. But their first one, number six, they took Porter Martone, the kid they took at number six. And I'm listening to an interview he did with his parents, and it was cool. And we wished him luck. I saw some people, they were hoping for a different player. So it was kind of a pick that not everyone was on board with. But he looks like he's going to be a good player, and it seems like they added size and toughness this weekend. So hopefully the Flyers are heading the right direction. But I heard this, and I couldn't help but think there was a similarity between Hugh Douglas and Porter Martone, the newest Flyer. Let's hear from Porter and his family after being selected by the Flyers sixth overall Friday night.
Porter, Philly fan growing up, and here you are going off to Broad Street. What would the young Porter think about this?
Yeah, you know what? It's a dream come true for sure. I'm going to get my mom with tears here. But, yeah, I remember my novice year, me and my dad, we took a trip down to Philly on my birthday. We got to see a game there. So, you know, I'm so honored. And, yeah, it's honestly, I can't even put into words right now.
And a big thing was you played on the pond, back of your house. Mike, you cleared that off for him. And, Ange, you put on the Vaseline for his cheeks not to get frostbite. What can you say about your kids' love of the game?
It's truly just, like, from the heart. It's, like, just who they are. I can't even explain it. I can't put it into words.
Best game in the world, and so happy that he's a Flyer now.
Yes.
He's so a Flyer. They're going to love you there. They're
going to
love
him.
All right. Thank you very much, Porter. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me on.
And slather Vaseline on me. Yeah, the Vaseline thing, because it's like the Vaseline thing is to help keep him warm.
Well, his cheeks didn't get frostbite.
Yeah, the cheeks.
But I heard that.
Mom said it like that, though. Well, his cheeks wouldn't get frostbite. That was crazy.
It's true. He's out there in the freezing cold on the pond.
No, his cheeks.
I know. It also says something about our show that I'm listening to that. It's a feel-good moment, right? He's picked sixth overall. The kid's about to be a Flyer and hopefully a great one. And I'm hearing that. I'm like, he's just like you.
And wearing the Vaseline. Slather Vaseline on me. Man, yeah, that was traumatic. Once I think about it now, used to go to school looking like a brand new penny, shiny, with a jerry curl. Can you imagine it? It's a bad look. Francis, don't look like that, man. I had a jerry curl
like?
Back. I'm just saying, you looked at like, wow, you were shiny and a jerry curl.
I was like, wow. That's
all. It was a lot.
If we could bring back one of the two looks, which one could you bring back for us?
I definitely can't bring back the jerry curl look. That's a wrap.
Those days are over.
It had to be the shiny penny.
Yeah.
Had to be the shiny penny look. That would be the look that I would go for.
Could you imagine you people on the day you come in here slathered in Vaseline?
Boy, they'll have a field day. They're probably having a field day now about something. Who knows?
Well, the fact that for no reason you said Skip. I mean, he's clearly living rent-free in your head.
No, you know, it's
I think
just,
you like Skip.
I think he does too.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I think he likes Skip.
Right, you're on the defensive. He's your neighbor. He's your friend.
No, it's not. It's just, you know, I had a trying weekend.
Why?
And, you know, I mean, lost my keys. Lost my keys. And, you know, just it was a lot going on.
Yeah.
And it's just the timing of everything is just ironic.
Skip? You mean?
Well, everything.
Yeah. Just the keys.
Time, the keys, all that. Yeah.
Yeah. Ironic. The Vaseline.
All of that. It was just ironic, man. So, yeah. I needed a little, you know, I had to take a little respite this weekend.
Yeah. Lay low a little bit?
Yeah, just
hide from your neighbor that's trying to break in your house again? Yeah, I get that. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll check in with you people coming up in a few minutes. I do want to give a shout out, though, and it's been mostly a day on WIP for us to rip Jack Fritz. I think that's kind of universal. I mean, he melted down yesterday in a significant way. I think everyone agrees with that. I've seen the video. I have. I got exclusive footage of the meltdown. It was bad. But I do want to give a positive shout out
what you got
to Jack Fritz here. Well, you know what? I'm going to hold it up for the you people to see. I am holding in my hand a copy, Hugh, of Ring the Bell.
This is a nice-looking book.
This is Jack's book. So Jack and his co-author, Kevin Reavy, the foreword by Scott Fransky, which is pretty darn cool, how the Philadelphia Phillies built baseball's best fan base. So I'm excited to read this on my vacation when I'm flying next week. And if you want to pick up your copy, ringthebellbook.com.
Is Jack pitchers in there? Does he have a picture of
Yeah, look, there's his picture.
He got dressed. Oh, he didn't get dressed up for the picture?
No, looks like our old studio shots.
And Kevin didn't get dressed up either. So
it's a casual thing. They're authors and fans.
Okay.
What do you want? A shirt and tie?
I thought that
for a book jacket.
Eh.
I thought they're supposed to be more casual.
I don't know.
Kind of in your regular.
Okay.
Thing.
Yeah. Okay. I guess
it's a book for Phillies fans by Phillies fans.
Maybe a collared shirt.
Yeah.
You know.
I thought we're not critiquing this segment. I thought we're just helping him sell the book. All right. Ringthebellbook.com. I'm excited to read it. Proud of Jack for writing this along with Kevin.
That's pretty good. That's pretty cool.
It is awesome. Cool. So go pick it up if you haven't ordered it yet. Ringthebellbook.com for your copy. I got mine now. I'm excited to read it. All right. Let's talk to Logan in Delaware. Hey, Logan.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Good, Logan. What's up?
Good, man. I didn't know about the Vaseline on the cheeks trick, man. That's nice. I had to bring
and slather Vaseline on me. You ain't got a plan to that. What you doing?
Yes, he does.
Doing my job.
What you doing?
I mean, that drop cannot be used enough. I mean, it's a great one. Go ahead, Logan.
I am enjoying the Philly season. I think even strictly just because I refuse to not enjoy a team that's going to win 90-something games because it was so much harder when they were terrible. So I'm trying to stay positive.
I'm going to put you back on hold, Logan.
Terrible, kind of like your phone.
Yeah, the connection's not good. So,
horrible.
But he is bringing up a point that, Hugh, I think a lot of people probably resonate with.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you were saying from your perspective, like they're like the teams you've seen the last few years since you came back to WIP.
Yes.
The Phillies' history is littered with bad teams, right? Like the Phillies have the most losses for a reason. The Phillies have had a lot of lean years. They've had a lot of times where they go huge droughts without the playoffs, like decade-long droughts. 10 years here, 12 years here, 15, like that's their history. So I understand if you're a fan like our last caller was trying to make his point and then the connection went out. Like some people just won't get annoyed at them or won't and not enjoy it because they've had so many bad teams over the years that like it feels almost ridiculous. And Logan is back with us here. Logan, I get it. Like the Phillies have had so many bad years in the past that if they're going to win 90, you're going to try to enjoy it and not get hung up on the flaws.
Yeah, because and I think the issue I have too, which I think can be tricky, is like I have no clue if any of the other top six teams in baseball go through three or four game hitting slumps where they get four or five hits. They very well could, and I just don't know it. You know what I mean? I saw a stat yesterday, too, where they said that I think the Phillies are second in the league at batting average with runners in scoring position.
Yes.
Which I thought was shocking. So it makes me wonder, like, maybe it's in comparison to these other teams that we're not watching. It might not be as bad as it feels watching as a fan.
It certainly isn't. I mean, Logan, I don't know if they're the third or fourth best team in baseball or they're more like sixth or seventh, but they're certainly not 20th, right? Like, they're good, right? And what they have is a pitching staff that is so good that it makes up for the flaws. Like, they won yesterday a game where really they didn't play that well, right? They were terrible situational hitting. Their bullpen was choppy at the end, and they still won because Ranger Suarez is that good. Like, if you have that, you can win a lot of games.
Got a chance.
Yeah, and I think, too, like, it's hard to – If you're a wake me up in October guy, then don't watch during the summer then, because that's my opinion, because I can't they can't prove anything to me about that till we get there. So I'm gonna enjoy it. I'm gonna try to stay positive because I feel like the ceiling for this offense is high, and it can be frustrating. Absolutely, I'm not blind to that. But I feel like that's just kind of where I'm at through the season, kind of waiting it out, trying to enjoy it.
Yeah, and I get that, Logan. And we appreciate the phone call. And I think a lot of people want to be in that realm, and I've tried to be there, and I see, like, the rotation is good enough, Hugh, where it's you get excited almost every night. Because,
you got
like,
a shot. You got a chance.
Tonight, Zach Wheeler's on the mound.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine he's going to pitch really well because Zach Wheeler, 9 out of every 10 times he pitches as a Philly, pitches really well. This is what the guy does. He's a great pitcher. And they're going to have a real chance to win the game. They're favorites tonight. They should win. So, like, there's reason to have us excited all the time.
Agree.
You see, though, like yesterday, for example, in 8 of the 9 innings, they didn't score. They had the bases loaded at one point, didn't score. They had second and third in, what was it, the 7th inning? and didn't score again. Like, they have a tendency to do the kind of things that you're like, that's going to kill them at some point.
Frustrating.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why you feel the way you feel, because we've seen this before. And that's why for you and Francisco, it's frustrating and annoying, because you go back, whether you want to admit it or not, you're looking ahead and you're worried about what's going to happen in the postseason. And so that translates to, I'm frustrated with the team and they're doing this, that, and the third, because you've seen them go home from doing the same things in the postseason. So, yeah, I get that part of it.
The other part of, I think, just what's in my head is, and I think this came up earlier in the show, is I have no idea how aggressive they're going to be to fix these problems. Like, Dave Dombrowski hasn't done a good job at these trade deadlines, Fran. Like, if I knew Dombrowski was going to go out there and he was going to get a real bat and he was going to get a big bullpen arm and they were going to bring Painter up and switch someone to the bullpen, I'd be like, all right, I could be patient. They're in first place. They're going to fix it. But the last two trade deadlines have been just garbage. Like, I don't have the faith he's going to fix all these things.
Well, I was actually fine with the trade deadline last year. I know it didn't work out, but still.
You like this, Tevez?
I mean, I like the... I think it made sense.
Yeah,
I mean,
it did.
Wasn't terrible when he was here.
I know,
here.
But he did get the home run
to Lindor. I guess. Yeah, but just looking at, like, you talking about him having aggressive deadlines, he hasn't been aggressive since he's been here.
He has not.
No, I didn't get Rooker last year at the deadline.
The closest thing is Ohapi for Marsh, and that was, like, the most aggressive move he made.
Probably, yeah. And I mean, Lorenzen made the All-Star team that year, I think.
But he didn't pitch in the postseason.
Right, true, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like that. If I knew Dave Dombrowski was going to have the kind of deadline, Hugh, that I could get excited about, I would feel different. It feels like we've gotten a different Dave Dombrowski than his reputation. Because his reputation was like, he put his cards on the table and he went for it. And, you know, since he got here, it's been like, yeah, they patched this hole. It hasn't excited us. I remember last year they got Hayes and Estevez. We were like, all right, they filled two holes, but it didn't feel like they changed the team.
The moves that were made didn't match the bravado that he had.
Yep.
You know, when you talk about somebody who talking about opening up the purse strings and breaking bread and spending money, it hasn't lived up to the hype. And that's what people are seeing, because we're all sitting here. I think we've gotten used to it now, because we're all sitting here. Because I asked Fran this morning, okay, if you could change the team, what would you trade it for?
He basically took dynamite and blew it up.
He blew it up. But at the same time, there was no feasible options, you know, to replace anybody. And that's the tough spot to be in, because you know this team, you would love to have another bat, a more consistent bat. But when you think about it and you're being realistic about it, where are you going to get it from?
Well, okay, but I think you could if you're willing to trade some of your best prospects.
That's what I'm saying, but it doesn't feel like that's the case.
So we're stuck.
It doesn't feel it basically.
They're definitely stuck.
It doesn't feel like that's the case. It feels like, you know, in order to make the moves that are going to move the meter, that's not what we're trying to do.
I think you're right. I'm just telling you, like, for me, watching these games, if you told me, Joe, take a deep breath, a month from now we're going to have a legitimate closer, like a real top-end guy, and another big bat in the lineup, I'd say, all right, let's go win the World Series. Like, they're still not perfect, but they could win the World Series if they do those things. They would have enough offense. Bryce coming back. We know the starting pitch is excellent, and it would certainly fix the bullpen enough, along with moving a starter there. That would make me feel great. I don't feel like they're going to do that. All right, let's check in with you people, friend. Let's see what you people are up to today. I'm excited to hear from them.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
All right, so it's been a lot of interesting stuff.
I'm sure.
On the YouTube comments today. Definitely a wide range of everything that's been talked about today. First one, Aaron in San Diego.
Oh boy, he's
not
there?
On the phone lines.
He's invaded comments. The you people.
Yes, and he takes a shot at Cowboy Jim. He said, "Hey, Cowboy Jim, do me a favor and get me a blanket and some peanuts."
Yeah. So the caller on caller crime has become you people on you people
that
crime.
That is so disrespectful.
It's good though.
Oh, it's pretty good.
Well, you're not going all in on Cowboy Jim, because
that was funny. I did say it was
funny.
Yeah,
but you're always tepid in your criticism of Cowboy Jim, because one time he brought you bourbon and eye candy.
I think he did like five.
Excuse me?
Nothing. I didn't say nothing. I was workshopping.
No, I remember that. The second time was he got you a free drink on the flight, didn't he?
Something like that.
Yeah. Didn't get Kyle and I a free drink.
I just never.
Or did Ike and Jack get a free drink or an upgrade?
That's who it was. But yeah. I think it's a couple.
You've gotten liquor a couple times?
I think so. It sounds about right. But yeah, it was just. Yeah.
Yeah. So you've sold out. Okay.
Nah, I'm just saying.
Yeah,
he's
sold out. He's not all right.
Yeah. Right. A lot of Fritz the Camera stuff, as expected.
Good.
There's been a few names thrown out there for Jack now. It's Jack Quits. That's one.
Jack Quits with a Z.
That's strong.
It's a good one. All right, I still am picking Jack to win this, but if Jack bows out before it's over, he will become Jack Quits. I mean, that's...
You're going to coin it now?
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, I'm just... He's got... Win or lose. If he loses, he loses. What are you going to do, right? It's a competition. He's not Jack Quits if he loses. If he quits, though, if he walks...
You can't quit.
You can't quit against the camera?
You can't quit.
Just show up. You probably should win.
Yeah, you can't tap out.
Yeah, I mean, I really think if Jack just shows up for the next four events, he's going to win three of them.
Just show up.
But you're making it sound like it's a slam dunk.
I think he'll win. Slam dunk may be strong, but I think if he shows up in baseball, if he shows up in running, and he shows up in basketball, he will win.
I feel like the camera has a good shot, though. Like, or good, not good shot, good J.
Oh, like in basketball?
Yeah.
Well, he's a free throw shooter.
Yeah, but that might work if, you know. Little dribble,
shoot,
left to the
score.
Right crossover.
All right, if we get down to a game five, to camera Fritz, all on the line, and it's a game of basketball one on one. Who are you picking? I'm picking Jack.
I'm gonna go with
depends on the length too. If you're going to 11, I'd probably take Jack for the
The stamina.
Yeah,
yeah.
But if it's like five to seven or something like that,
can you
see the camera?
Jack just blocking Joe's shots. Can Joe jump? Can he get any lift off the ground?
So here's my thing. I think that Joe will. If it comes down to game five here,
which I believe it will.
It's like the divisional series
this
of baseball.
That's it.
That if it comes down to it, he'll put his body into Fritz and he'll let him know what's
your
up.
Your body?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can also see Joe calling fouls. I'm not sure how they're going to referee or like who's calling the fouls, but that could get dicey. All right. So they're calling him Jack Quits, which is not a good look.
So another DeCamera Fritz thing from Sean. He said June 29th, 2025. Jack lost in golf to an anemic man held together by mere pride and bubblegum.
That sounds like Joe DeCamera. Yeah, and there's a lot of pride there, as you could tell. Listen him tell the story this morning. Yep.
Yep. A few more. One from Curlin, or actually both of these from Curlin. Taking a shot at Hugh, he said, or she said, was Fran scared to shoot the J, or is Hugh the Tobias Harris of wingmen?
Ooh.
What you mean? First of all,
I like that.
It was not in my wheelhouse. I'm telling him I saw the interaction, and I'm just trying to get, you know, I'm just trying to nudge the young Thundercat to go out there.
Maybe
and, you know,
they're saying you didn't really help enough.
What was I supposed to do?
I don't know. Well, that sounds like Tobias Harris.
He told me to ask him
to
a Phillies game.
I was like, ask her to go to a game. That's a nice
little
icebreaker. Hey, be like, hey, are you, first of all, the first question you ask, do you have a boyfriend? If she say no, I say, hey, look, you want to go hang out at a game? That would have been like an alley-oop. That would have been a slam dunk. You got pool, don't you? You can get it to the game.
Yeah.
I mean, he could buy a pair of tickets. It's not
that's
that
it.
Hard. Yeah.
Get up
that's
in the prime spots.
Yeah. Well, the prime parking spots. That's a perk.
Problem,
there's your perk.
Yeah, that'd have been a great little icebreaker.
Yeah, you'll notice as you go through the You People comments, they're usually ripping Hugh. And I'm sure today there's a lot of that.
Last one here is from Curlin again, talking about the vacation thing. Hugh, she said, LOL, Hugh, that is a vacation.
What, going out there acting a fool?
You can act as a fool anywhere.
Yeah, you can, but it's not like you're not really going anywhere to act a fool. You're kind of like going down the street. That's like going to visit like cousins.
You know, not everyone lives that close to the shore.
I mean, what, 45 minutes?
Which town you're going to. It could. When I drove to Sea Isle last week, it took me 2 hours.
Yeah, it was a long. That was a nice little trip.
Sea Isle's not around the corner, at least for me, because I'm up a little more north.
We went down there to see people that we already know, so that's what I'm saying. It's not like, you know.
Well, because we were at an Eagles themed event.
Yeah, it was like a bunch of silver hairs there too.
Silver hairs.
Yeah.
You calling people old?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I can because I am one of the old people. I'm one of the elder states.
You are a silver beard, is what they say.
So the comment wasn't finished. It was, LOL, that's a vacation. Hugh, an excursion is when you lose your keys sober.
Ooh.
That's
when
a nice,
you throw out your keys sober, actually.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
She got it. You won that one.
Just saying.
That's a good one.
Yeah. You think those keys will ever turn up? So where are you at right now? Just update the audience. You've gotten a new fob for your truck,
I got the fob for my truck.
How about the house?
The house. Now I'm working on for my mailbox, the mailbox.
Is that all you have?
That's it. And once I get that, I'm good.
I mean, that's not that bad.
No, it's not bad.
Some people carry like a lot of keys.
I used to be that guy, and I would carry them around my neck. And it's don't do that anymore. Yeah, well, you know, I have them on the little.
Was that
the
heavy?
Little lanyard. Yeah, little
that,
lanyard.
Wasn't
that
heavy with the extra keys?
Nah, not really. Nah.
Okay.
But I was like a what was that? Like the janitor. Like Trey gave me an idea this weekend because he was like, you know, he really leaned into the clowning me about this thing. He said, I need to get some of them janitor keys. Like, you know,
you hook them on the side of the belt.
And he said, yes. You would never lose.
Carry that around.
We'll hear like, you halfway down the hallway. Oh, no, there's you.
You coming to janitor. That's what he told me to do. And, you know, I got the whole AirPod thing. Get the AirPods. Not the AirPods, the AirTags. Get the AirTag
AirPods
thing.
For listening.
Yeah, get the AirTag thing. But I kind of like the janitor keys thing.
Oh,
though.
You should do that.
Did it? And snap everyone them will
know.
The
they don't even have to see you. They'll just listen.
Yeah,
it's like my cat. I just know my cat by the.
Here's Hugh. He's coming. He got those keys on. Yeah, he said you never lose them with those.
Have you guys seen Hugh? Yeah, he's jingling down the hall. Yeah,
there you go. He's going to check the lights.
I like that.
He's going to check the what's that? The smoke detector.
Yeah, they might ask you to do extra work around here. Lights are out. Could you go fix those,
basically,
Hugh?
Yeah, that's what I'm going
to
do.
All right, Hugh, before we hand it over to the afternoon show, with a lot of explaining to do today. So I'm really excited to hear them today because they get to give a unique perspective of what happened yesterday, right? So this morning, Joe gave his perspective. I think a lot of it was pretty fair. I watched the video. But every member of that show coming up at 2 o'clock, they all were there yesterday.
Yes.
And as you said, you heard very supportive both from...
Yeah, I heard they both were very supportive.
Ike and Spike.
And it's funny because, like, normally when I talk to Ike about certain things, he's always been supportive.
Yeah,
and he was over the top today. He's very supportive.
Yeah, they're trying to pump their guy up.
Yeah, they're trying to get the guy right.
Well, they need him to, otherwise, because if Jack loses, it's a poor reflection on the afternoon show.
Oh, it's a reflection on the whole show.
Oh, absolutely. Of course it is. I mean, they need him to win for the show.
I guess they do skew or they think they're the most athletic.
Well, that's what I mean. If they lose to camera, it's a big blow to the afternoon show. So I expect them to pump them up today and try to get them back on track. Are they coming up in a couple minutes? But Hugh, before we go, you want to put together a parlay?
You know what? I didn't think about it.
You need to win some money tonight?
I always need to win
some
money.
All right, what do we got? Well, we got Phillies Padres. You going Phillies money line?
Oh, you know, I got to go. If I'm going to Phillies, I got to go on the money line.
All right. It's a pretty big money line. Minus 225.
We get a Schwarber on tonight? Schwarber?
You know.
Schwarber?
We could. I mean, he hit one on Friday in that
last
game.
Last day of June, so, you know.
And it hasn't been his typical June.
Not. Last year wasn't even that big of a June for him either.
No. He's plus 215 for the homer tonight. You know who's the third most likely Philly to homer tonight in the odds?
Who's that?
Max Kepler.
He got to have a bounce back. So we going instead.
No,
of
no, I'm not saying we should bet it. I'm just telling you what the odds.
No, I'm just saying you want to bet that. What you think, Francisco?
I don't want any connection to Max Kepler.
Wait a minute though. But this might be the night you've been talking all that trash.
Why are you lying?
I'm going Max Kepler.
You're betting Max Kepler home run. This is where we depart, and you have your own parlay, and I put mine in. So what are you doing? Phillies money line Kepler homer?
Phillies money line Kepler homer.
What's your payout on that? 12-1?
Yeah, I got like, that's $42. Plus 428? Yeah.
Just plus 428. That's not much.
Yeah, but you want to juice it a little bit?
Of course you got to juice it.
Who are we going to juice it with?
4-1?
Record a hit? Who going to record a hit?
How about Trey hasn't hit a homer at home yet?
So you want Trey Turner a home
run
or a
hit? It's still stupid. It's dumb. Like, hit a home run at home.
A hit or a home run.
Like, grow up.
Well, he's saying home run. Put the home run in.
I'm going to put the home run in.
It is wild, Francisco.
It is.
It has been brought up. Trey Turner.
That juiced that thing right there.
What is he up to, 10 or 11 now?
It's like, I think 11.
I think it's two Friday night?
Yeah.
And they're all on the road?
Yeah. Like, grow up, man. Hit a home run at home, man.
You know what?
Yeah. Oh, that's that $2 bet right there. Give me $45.
All right. That's it's not going to hit, but we're going to put it in anyway. All right. You guys have a great rest of your day. Afternoon show next, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.